Good morning, everyone. It's 1:21 a.m. here in the UK. And sorry about that. And I've been home almost an hour. Where we went to my sister's for dinner. It was a late dinner. Well, it was. We were meant to be there by three, but Ronan and I didn't get there till about five because I was just having a lazy day and taking my time. So I told them to go ahead and eat without us, and we just had ours when we got there, which was fine. So I've just been listening to a post by Spinner Girl asking about Easter chocolate, and I've always liked chocolate, but I'm not so mad on it as I used to be. I'm not really supposed to eat much of it because it contains a lot of phosphate, and of course that's bad for my kidneys. But I haven't really got a sweet tooth anymore. I've always been more of a savoury person, but I mean I always loved sweets, pick and mix, and all that when I was a child, and even as an adult. But I'm not really into sweet things so much now. But I do like the chocolate of Easter eggs. Myself, I'm not a huge Cadbury's fan. I have to admit. I think it tastes a little bit kind of cheap. But that's not to say I don't eat it. I like cream at the Cadbury's cream eggs, and I'll eat the mini eggs. And I like flakes, but I couldn't eat like a big... I couldn't just get a big bar of Cadbury's chocolate and eat it on its own. There's no way I would want to eat that. I like... I don't know even who makes it now, but I had a Malteser egg. I don't think that's Cadbury's. Maltesers aren't Cadbury's, are they? Because if so, then it doesn't taste like Cadbury's. Maybe it's Nestle, I'm not sure. I really like Galaxy, and I don't even know who makes Galaxy. I think Galaxy chocolate is much nicer. It's got a creamier flavour. I'm not a chocolate snob. I can appreciate that chocolate with high cocoa percentage is very rich and probably much better. But to be honest, I suppose I prefer it. I mean, I don't dislike those ones, but I won't pay silly money for chocolate. So I'm quite happy with the bar of Galaxy if I have any chocolate at all. So my Maltesers egg, I've eaten some of it. I've eaten the Maltesers Obi and I shared just after midnight on Easter Sunday morning. I don't mind the Easter bunnies. They're okay. I can remember eggs from years gone by. I'll just talk about a few of them. I can remember as a very small child, I remember once having a red plastic basket, and it was one of the kind of baskets that's got a handle that goes over the top. And it was like, don't know how to explain it. If you laid it on its side, including the handle, it was kind of like a circle. And it was meant to be like woven, but it was plastic. You know, you could feel like what was meant to be the basket weave. And that was full up with just little eggs. And I can remember another time having like a cardboard oven with these little tiny eggs, like the size of mini eggs. I also remember having a big plastic bunny. It was bigger than the lint ones. And he was dressed up. He had red shoes and yellow. He was white. He had white ears and a face, but you couldn't see the rest of him, and hands, I think, paws. But he had red shoes and yellow trousers and like dungarees, I think. And I can't exactly remember. I think he was like one of those things. I don't know if anyone remember those little things. I had a Mickey Mouse one, and you open it and you put a square tube of like, they're a bit like refreshers or love hearts, but they were square. And you pulled the head back it's really where the neck was, but it was meant to be his mouth. A sweet would come out. It'd be pushed out. Well, this was a bit like that. It was much bigger than that. It was probably about a foot high. And you put its head back and an egg came out. I remember one of my aunties used to get us these. They were handmade eggs with lovely flowers made of sugar on the top. They had like pink flowers, like a rose or something, and all the green leaves and everything. I dread to imagine what the colourings would have been like in that. Back in those days, I think that's my low battery thing just kicked in. Yeah, so they're ones that I remember from being very, very small. And, of course, we used to have Smarty eggs and chocolate buttons. I do like chocolate buttons. Although I'm not a huge Cadbury's fan, I do actually really like Cadbury's chocolate buttons. I don't like white chocolate at all, but I do like Cadbury's chocolate buttons, I must admit. I've had Thornton's eggs and things over the years, and they didn't do a lot for me. A bit too rich. I'm just happy with a simple egg. There's something really therapeutic about the shape of an egg. I don't know if anyone else feels that. There's something really nice about holding it in your hand, and it can be a chocolate egg or a real egg or anything egg-shaped. I don't know what it is. And like a hen egg will fit into your hand nicely, and you put your hand around it, and there's just something nice about it. And I had a hand cooler that my friend bought me in Spain when I was about 9 or 10. I don't know what happened to it. It was pink marble egg, and I loved that. It was meant to be a hand cooler. I don't know whatever happened to it, but I haven't got it now, unfortunately. I must ask my mum, because, you know, it might be one of those things that's at home somewhere. they've got lots of knick-knacky type things. But it was quite heavy. Yeah, but I really like the shape of eggs. Before I undo my egg and smash it up, I like to hold it in my hand and feel the shape of it. Maybe I'm weird, I don't know, most likely. Anyway, that's about it. I think I better get on off upstairs now, and I've got dialysing to do, and I hope I can sleep tonight. I slept last night, but I rather think that's because I was so sleep deprived from the night before and the day that there wasn't really much choice but to sleep. I'm hoping tonight will be the same, because I've been out and had a change of scene and a change of company and everything. Anyway, I hope you all had a happy Easter, and that none of you have eaten too much chocolate. I certainly haven't, but I will finish my egg tomorrow at some point, or rather later today.